with SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Joe Biden and Donald Trump days away for the first of two presidential debates. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Biden is at the Camp David Mountain Retreat for several days of preparations with senior campaign advisors. Aides have signaled that he is preparing to be aggressive and would not shy away from using the term convicted felon to describe Trump. The former president, meanwhile, will be in Florida next week for 2 days of private meetings as part of an informal prep process. His team plans to use the debate to go after Joe Biden's leadership ability and governing record. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump told a group of evangelical Christians that they cannot afford to sit on the sidelines of the 2024 election. He implored them Saturday at one point to, quote, go and vote, please. Also endorsed the display of the Ten Commandments in schools and elsewhere. Mr. Trump speaking to a group of politically influential evangelicals here in Washington. China has kept a key lending rate unchanged despite signs of continued weakness in the second largest economy's manufacturing and property sectors.
The central bank kept its rate for one-year medium-term lending facility loans used as a benchmark for other lending rates at 2.5%. The government says factory output fell 5.6% in May from the year before, slowing from 6.7% in April. Property investments fell 10% and home sales sank 30%, suggesting a raft of measures to try to turn around a real estate slump have yet to take hold.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Iran-backed groups in the Middle East say thousands of their fighters are offering to come to Lebanon to join with the terrorist Hezbollah group in a potential battle with Israel. The offer comes amidst fears the situation could escalate into a full-blown war. This is SRN News. The Oklahoma State Supreme Court has rejected the State Board of Education's attempt to determine what books are available in public school libraries. The court found Board of Education rules approved last year, which include bans on pornographic and sexualized content in books for small children, violate state law. Edmond Public Schools had challenged the rule after the board recommended it remove two books from its libraries. The state education superintendent is expressing disappointment with the decision. Abortion advocates have found an unlikely champion in swing state Pennsylvania. Senator Bob Casey will appear on November's ballot and is attacking Republican challenger David McCormick over his opposing abortion. That's quite a reframing for Casey, who once called himself a pro-life Democrat. Casey, whose race is seen as crucial to Democrats' effort to defend their razor-thin Senate majority, is outraged by the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe. He says to him, quote, pro-life does not mean a ban on abortion. This is SRN News. One expert says older people can find a fountain of youth inside the weight room.
Don't be afraid of signing up for weight training at the gym and going 2 to 3 times a week. That's the advice of Dr. Marcus Bamman, a research scientist at the Florida Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. He says men and women in their 60s can develop the same muscle strength and function as those in their 30s after just a few months. Bamman says first, check it out with your doctor to make sure it's okay, and then find a gym with a good instructor to teach the proper way to do weight resistance training, which he calls the fountain of youth. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Dozens of bottles of centuries-old, impeccably preserved cherries and berries from the cellar of George Washington's Mount Vernon Estate in Northern Virginia have now been discovered. It happened recently during an archaeological dig. This is SRN News.